thought maybe we'd talk about this film called Only the Animals, which is the sixth feature from the Franco-German director Dominic Moll. It's an adaptation of Colin Neill's 2017 novel. It opened the Venice Film Festival in 2018. And it's kind of this quite interesting thriller, which I don't want to... I'm very conscious of spoiling it, because the sort of pleasure of this film is the way each of the five acts kind of reveal something new and reveal a new layer of the story. But essentially, it centers around this one woman's disappearance and I guess death in a snowstorm in France, and the sort of five people who are inadvertently kind of caught up in this scandal. So we've got Alice, Joseph, Marion, Armand, and Michelle. And so Alice is a sort of romantically dissatisfied social worker. She's having an affair with her client, Joseph. Joseph is this sort of weird loner, farmhand kind of guy who discovers the body of the woman who dies. And then you have this lovesick young waitress called Marion, who she's sort of recently embarked on an affair. And then a teenager from the Ivory Coast who kind of catfishes Michelle, using these photos of Marion. And then Michelle, who is the husband of Alice, who is the first person we sort of see in the first kind of chapter of the film. It sort of sounds complicated to think about how all these five different characters connect to each other, and I hope I haven't sort of spoiled it. But I guess what it made me think of when I was watching it, and when I realised what this sort of five chapter structure was doing, is I kind of realised it was hyperlink cinema, which I think is a term that was invented by a critic called Alyssa Quart. But you would know hyperlink cinema if I started telling you some of the titles. Shortcuts, Magnolia, Babel, Crash, Love Actually. All these films that use these kind of like interlocking narratives and have these ensemble casts who are all kind of mysteriously connected. And so this film is kind of doing that.
I loved it because it had Denis Menashe in it, who I love. I think he's amazing.
Isn't he such a brilliant character actor?
So great. So great. It was, yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was all right.
Just all right.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't, I wouldn't say it's like, oh, it's one of my films of the year. It was entertaining. I enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, like, as a thriller, I think it's quite tight. I think it's really hard to kind of sustain action over a 2-hour running time, and I think this one feels quite tight. It's got this really twinkly, mysterious score, and it takes place in these five different settings. And the first bit is sort of on a farm, and it's, you know, there's lots of snow everywhere, and you know, all the colors, these kind of sludgy browns and grays, and it just, the whole color palette looks like melted snow. And I think it's kind of an interesting film about loneliness and about sexual power, and all the different characters and the different configurations of the characters, and the sort of romantic and sexual power dynamics between all of them, I think are quite interesting.